Daniel.
Everyone knows that bees make honey, and I love honey. But it's not just about saving something sweet and tasty. This problem is as serious as saving the rainforest. It's really important. Why is that? Well, you see, the population of honeybees today is far lower than it used to be, even a few years ago. And why does that matter? Well, because bees and other insects help our crops to grow in the fields. Besides, if there weren't any bees, we wouldn't have nearly as many plants and flowers. If bees disappeared completely, we would all suffer and our food would be more expensive.
Ruth.
Some people say that the bluefin tuna is one of the tastiest living creatures in the sea. But you wouldn't eat a tiger, would you? Well, this large fish is also endangered, probably more so. It is overfished because it's such a popular ingredient in sushi and other dishes. If we don't stop this soon, the balance of the ocean environment will be damaged forever. There are other kinds of tuna besides the bluefin that we can eat instead, and these exist in bigger numbers, so why don't we eat those?
Tommy.
Over the last 100 years, at least 95% of tigers living in the wild have disappeared. There could be as few as 3,200 left today. This is all due to the actions of humans. Besides hunting, tigers are facing another challenge. The landscape where they live is changing as more and more trees are cut down for wood and the areas of jungle are getting smaller. Their habitat is decreasing all the time. This is serious because animals die out if they have nowhere to live. However, many things are happening at long last to protect tigers and increase their numbers. So by the next year of the tiger in 2022, we could all have better news.